had a chance to, you know, run out onto the field during the Super Bowl,
yeah,
and then walk with, in the Parade of Nations. Like, mm-hmm. What was it like comparing those two experiences?
Very different. I mean, but similar at the same time. Very cool in their own right. Being a part of the Super Bowl, that's a great experience, unique and special for football and the teammates and everyone here. But the Olympics, it's a completely different thing, and that was also extremely special in its own right as well. So both very memorable experiences for sure.
You said you were training most of the time. How much time did you get to actually just experience being in Rio?
Not a whole lot. I mean, like I said, we first got there. We probably trained every day, multiple times a day. You know, I got to see a lot of the Olympic Village and things of that nature. But like I said earlier, we just came to do a job and trained most of the time. And a lot of those guys that stayed afterwards got to experience some stuff. But like I said, I came back as soon as it was over. So,
was there a particular athlete or group of athletes that you had hoped to run across? I saw you with the Dream Team.
Yeah.
Is that the Dream Team anymore? I saw you with the NBA players.
Not in particular. It was just kind of taking the whole thing in just for what it was. I didn't really, you know, care to see anyone in particular. It was just a cool experience, whoever you ran across, to either, you know, just see them or talk to them for a second. They're all pretty humble people, and it was a cool experience to meet the basketball team and a couple other athletes as well.
I just wanted to ask a follow-up, too. We spoke about, you know, your dad and mm-hmm. his role in rugby and your attachment to him and his memory. Mm-hmm. How often did you think of that link and having the opportunity to be in that relative to him? If that's
I don't know how many times you know, particularly that I was thinking about that exact sure. moment, that exact thing. Like I've said before, you know, my dad was always a big part of my life, so he's a part of everything, not just the rugby stuff. But yeah, it was a special moment, and you know, I had a lot of support from not only my thoughts of him, but my other family that was there, my friends back home texting me, as you can see, the teammates here, just the support that I was shown through the whole experience was amazing. Couldn't say enough about that stuff.
So. Thank you.
Was it a bit of a whirlwind getting back for you? Did you get a sense you had a lot of catching up to do?
You know, it was what was expected. You know, I fully committed to the rugby team, and once that, you know, job was completed, I came here, and whatever is on my plate is on my plate. I can't really do anything about it, and just take it one step at a time, one day at a time, and just get back on track with things, really.
Were you aware of the support you had back here? I mean, I'm sure you saw the T-shirts. Did you
have
some rumbling, something like that was going to go down?
No, I didn't know anything like that would go down, but, you know, just from the amount of support that my teammates showed me, texting me and calling me and seeing how things are going, and, you know, even the coaches, just like I said, I mean, the support they showed me through the whole thing, not just the Olympics, but all the other tours, and asking me how my journey was going in the Olympic camp. I mean, I can't say enough about these guys here. It meant the world to me to have that support, especially in a very difficult training environment out there in California.
Nate, what will be the biggest challenge training for football now that you've gone through rugby? The biggest difference?
I don't know. I'll have to answer that once I get back into things more, and maybe I'll have a better answer for you. I can't answer that yet.
Because people would saw that hit that you laid on, I think it was the second game or the third game, and go, that's a football hit. I mean, it can't be that difficult to make that transition. Seems like you can still hit.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's a different game, and there's different moments. I mean, that situation was what it was. It's really just going to come down to once I get back into things, see how things feel, and, you know, maybe I could answer that better later in the upcoming weeks.
Did you ask for number 12? I know how they're assigned. Like, the reserves get the last five numbers or something, but that was sort of a neat coincidence.
Well, 1 through maybe? 12 is position-based.
Okay. So 12, that was what
12 is inside center position.
And that's what you play?
And that's where I play.
Not a bad coincidence,
And my
though.
Dad played 12. So, yeah.
And how about the connection to your 12 here?
I don't know. They had nothing to do with that, I'll tell you that. But that was a coincidence for sure.
Hey, did you have to drop, like, a significant amount of weight to play? And is that part of the challenge, just gaining it back?
I didn't really have to drop weight, and I just you know, you just kind of take the training on for what it is, and whatever your body, whatever happens to your body as you go through it, however your body needs to morph to be able to handle that amount of running and that type of training, it just kind of takes shape itself. So I did, you know, change a little bit, but it wasn't as dramatic as I thought it would be or has been in the past when I've played rugby.
Is it just a few pounds, like 5 pounds, 10 pounds?
Yeah, nothing crazy.
What other events do you get to?
What's that?
Get to any other events?
No, I got to rugby practice. We got to watch a basketball practice, and then more rugby practice, and then rugby games, and then flew home. So I wish I could have, though. I mean, some guys have been telling me about their experiences, and they're having a great time out there.
Was the experience what you thought it would be, more than you thought it would be?
I'd say it was probably what I thought it would be. I mean, I don't know. I didn't go in there with high expectations. I've never been to an Olympics before. I didn't know what it would be like. I just knew we'd be training every day, and we had a job to do. And when you're focused like that, it's really that's all that matters. I thought it was a cool experience to walk in the opening ceremonies and be in the Olympic Village and see all the athletes and people you've seen playing their sports in other arenas, if you will. But to bring it all together like that, it was a pretty cool experience. But like I said, I didn't have any, you know, ideas of what it should be or what it was going to be before I went into it.
On a serious note, were you as a rugby team advised, a U.S. rugby team, stay within the Olympic Village? Don't, you know, obviously we're hearing about what happened with the swimmers and whatnot. Did you pretty much stay pretty close to the Olympic Village and not wander very much outside?
Well, like I've been saying, I've been going to training. So we had training so much that we didn't really have time to go do anything else. So it was training, then it was the games, and then we came back, and I literally left the next day, so I never really ran into that problem. I could say the village was far away from a lot of things, though, and it was very secluded, so that was good for us, and we just stayed focused, stayed in the village. I can really only speak for myself on that.
If a similar...
What's that?
What was it like in the village? You know, just all the different athletes, different sports, the intensity, especially early.
It was cool. I mean, cool experience I've never had before. Lots of different athletes from all over the world. It was crazy to just see just tons of different athletes speaking different languages. You know, we're all going to the same dining areas. That was cool. And we all had our own, like, hotel building, if you will. And it was a cool experience. I mean, I thought it was very unique, unlike anything I'll ever experience again, probably, you know, unless you're back at an Olympics. But it was very cool.
If a similar circumstance presents itself again in 4 years, can you see yourself going to Tokyo?
I have no idea, man. I'm, like we just talked about, I'm worried about getting back on track here with the football team and, you know, take that one day at a time. That's so far away that I can't even see it yet. So.
What was the competition like? I mean, you've played at the highest level here in this sport. What was the competition like on the field here?
The best in the world for rugby. It was good.
What was that like to experience?
It was good. I went on 4 tours to the on the World Series circuit in Hong Kong, Singapore, London, and Paris, and we got to. I mean, it's very similar to the World Series. It basically was a World Series stop in the Olympics. This setup was the same. Couple differences with only being 3 pools, but the same players, the same top teams in the world. So with that regard, it was very similar to those things, but it's a very high level of play, and those guys push the limits for sure.
Was it any different a feeling scoring a try in the Olympics as opposed to in any other rugby match?
Yeah, it was because I scored in Singapore a couple times. That was cool too because it's on the world circuit, you know, and I hadn't done that before, but just knowing it was in the Olympics, it just added a little bit something more special to the whole thing.
Do you have any sense of when you'll be ready to get back into games? Do you have a plan this week, next week?
I mean, right now, it's focused on today and then focus on tomorrow. We're just taking one day at a time, get myself back going, and we'll just see what happens. I don't really have a set plan or anything like that.
We saw you the other day running with Moses doing some sprints off to the side.
Yeah.
I know how tough, and you said how tough the conditioning was to be in the Olympics, but do you feel like your wind is in a place that it hasn't been before or in a long time? Were those sprints any easier than they might have been?
I don't know. I mean, they're still hard. Sprint running's running. It's more of a recovery thing, you know. The rugby stuff is run like that, but then, you know, recover while you're running or recover in very short periods of time, and that's kind of the nature of that beast. But the runs are still very difficult, you know. It's a bunch of professional athletes in here still doing it. It's the same when it comes to that stuff, so it's still hard.
What kind of like training specifically for rugby? Are you doing like a lot of distance, like 5 miles a day, or is it like 800s or 400s?
Well, we were like our training sessions themselves would log extreme amount of mileage, and with the way those tournaments were set up, you'd play two or three games in a day. So we'd have two or three training sessions in a day. So some of those training sessions were a lot of miles, you know, two or three times a day. And you just have to get acclimated to warming up, going out there, doing it, cooling down, doing it again, cooling down, doing it again. That it's a lot of energy throughout the day.
So you've been doing basically distance training since like April?
I wouldn't call it distance training. I mean, we're not running marathons, but it's just I don't know what I would call it. Rugby training since April. Yeah.
That makes sense.
All right.
Thanks, Nate.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Cool.